Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Servants of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Exodus chapter 2, beginning in verse 23. In the course of those many days, the king of Egypt died. The people of Israel groaned under their bondage and cried out for help, and their cry under bondage came up to God. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. And God saw the people of Israel, and God knew their condition. Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and lo, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. When the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. Then he said, Do not come near. Put off your shoes from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. And now, behold, the cry of the people of Israel has come to me, and I have seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppress them. Come, I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring forth my people, the sons of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt? He said, But I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you that I have sent you. When you have brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. Then Moses said to God, If I come to the people of Israel and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said to him, Say to this people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Say to the people of Israel, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever. And thus I am to be remembered throughout all generations. Go and gather the elders of Israel together and say to them, The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Jacob, has appeared to me, saying, I have observed you and what has been done to you in Egypt, and I promise that I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt, to the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they will hearken to your voice, and you and the elders of Israel shall go to the king of Egypt and say to him, The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has met with us, and now we pray you, let us go a 3 days' journey into the wilderness, that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless compelled by a mighty hand. So this is a momentous event. And the first thing to note is that God sees and God hears. is people are groaning in bondage under the oppression of the enemy, under the oppression of their taskmasters. And this is a figure for us of the human race groaning under the bondage of sin. And so God comes to deliver them. And he comes by appearing to a man in an extraordinary way. There's a bush that's burning, but the bush is not consumed. It just continues to burn. And many of the fathers of the church saw in this a figure of the incarnation, by which God would reveal himself in his name finally to his people. This bush of our flesh, not consumed by the fire of the presence and the power of the living God. God reveals himself here to Moses, and he gives him his name. Moses asks, who is this? Who do I say this God is? And the Lord says, I am who I am, or perhaps better translated, I am who am. I am the one who simply is. And he reveals to him a name. And in the RSV, you see this name in small cap letters, the Lord. When you see that name in small capitals, it's a translation for four letters, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh in Hebrew, known among the Israelite people to this day as the unpronounceable name. God gives this name to himself, that the Hebrews came to pronounce the name as Adonai, Lord or Master, which is why you now see it translated as Lord. But it's the name that belongs to God alone. And God reveals it so that they can call upon him. He has seen and heard them first, and now he gives them a new level through the revelation to Moses of access to him. And in the new covenant, God gives us yet a greater access to him. God himself will appear to us in Jesus Christ. So the law, as John 1 says, came through Moses. Grace and peace have come to us through the Word incarnate, the one who is from everlasting to everlasting, the one through whom all things were made, who will now not only hear and see, but come down in our midst to deliver us by his mighty power and his great mercy.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.